The second sermon in our series on empowerment, which Adrienne shared last week. If you haven't heard it, please listen to it. So this week, I'm calling my talk, following on with the E, I'm calling it expectations. I'm calling it expectations, or even greater expectations, as that famous book is entitled, Greater Expectations. I'm just really blessed when Chris said about looking for the sunrise. Yeah, that's a really good fit in with what I'm talking about, expectations, looking for the sunrise. So we're just going to do a reading from Ephesians chapter 3, you know it well, verse 14. And this is what it says. If you turn into it now, you can find it, Ephesians 3, verse 14 onwards. Just give you a second to find it. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, long, and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. These words are just mind-blowing words, aren't they? Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Have we got that this morning? If we haven't got it already, the Holy Spirit is within us, then those words should echo it, that we should be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God, to know him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to the power over there, no, up there, down here, no, the power that is at work within us. If you've given your life to Christ, then the power of God in all its fullness is within you. We just need to live in it. So expectations. My strap line for 2024 is immeasurably more in that verse, in 2024, immeasurably more. That means you can't measure it. You can't weigh it. It's impossible. It's unrestricted. It's unlimited. Beyond our imagination, more than I can ask or imagine. I can only imagine that song you probably know. I can only imagine, what will it be? We can't take it in our small minds, just exactly what God wants to do, what God is doing through you, and what he wants to do even more. So we've been talking a lot about hope. We've had a sermon series on hope, and we've been talking a lot about hope, which has been great. But I want us to move on from hope into expectation. From hope into expectation. Hope is great. There's nothing wrong with hope. If you haven't got hope, get some hope. But hope is just sort of a maybe. Yeah, it's a possibility. I'm hoping, yeah? I'm hoping, but it's only a possibility. It's not a real thing that it's definitely going to happen. It's just a hope. Remember Peter, when they'd been out fishing all night and caught nothing. Peter was a hardened fisherman. Yeah, he knew all about fishing. And Jesus said to him, well, put your net down into the sea. And Peter said, nevertheless, in other words, well, it's not ready. What's the point? You're telling me to do something, and I've been out all night, and we've caught absolutely nothing. So, you know, don't you be telling me to put my net on the other side, because there's no chance. I'm a hardened fisherman. I know all about it. It was like that, nevertheless. Well, you know, maybe, if, but, and maybe. It's not really going to happen. And that's what it was, that nevertheless type of approach. I could have Peter all wrong, but that's what the scripture says. It's a bit of a casualness. Well, you know, we'll do it anyway. And when he did it, We know what happened. Yeah. The nets broke. They couldn't contain it. They had more fish than they'd ever caught forever and ever. And they could have had more nets and more nets and more nets, and there'd have been fish for the whole world forever. It was just restricted by what they had. It was, it's not going to happen type of thing. And, you know, we can have that sort of attitude. We can have hope, but really, at the back of our mind, it's not really going to happen. It's just a pipe dream. Instead, I want it to be a yes. Come on. Yes. We need to say yes in God. Come on. Yes, I'm expecting. It's going to happen. I believe it. I'm going to live my life in the context that you are going to come through. Even though I haven't got the signs for it, I can't see the evidence for it, but I'm going to hold on that you are going to come through. I'm going to put my net on the other side, and I'm going to trust you to fulfill, to come through, no matter what I see or what I know up here. Because sometimes we think we know more than God, and we try and work it out. We try and sort of, yeah, we'll put it into our context, and God is saying, no, you're not in my context. I'm in a different planet, a different world, a different way of doing things, and I'm going to do it my way. And how's he going to do it? He's not going to do it necessarily through us, although he will use us, but he's going to do it by the empowerment, and we had that word last week, of the Holy Spirit that is within us. The Holy Spirit that is within us. That's how it's going to happen. Another verse. I'm not sure where these verses have come because I haven't put the reference down, but it's verse 18 of somewhere, and it says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. And today, if you don't get anything else, I pray that our hearts are enlightened in order to get hold of the hope that God has put within you, which he's called you into, the glorious riches of his inheritance in his holy people, his incomparable great power for us, you and me, for us who believe. That power is that same mighty power and strength that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. Are you listening to those words? It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's absolutely unbelievable. The power is the same as that mighty strength that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand of God in the heavenly realms, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is ever named, not only in this present age, but also in the age to come. And God has placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. Fills everything in every way. His incomparable great power for us who believe. The power of God within you and me. Oof. Lord, we want more of you. I want more of you. Yeah? I want to lose control of my thoughts, my restrictions. I've restricted you, Lord, to what I've seen you do. I've restricted you, Lord, to what I think you can do. I've restricted you, Lord. I don't want to do it anymore. I want to open myself up. I want to see that sunrise. I want to see those things come to fruition. Lord, build my expectation again, a confidence and a willingness to believe and receive. A positive belief that something will happen, that things are going to change. Do you believe that things are going to happen? Do you believe that things are going to change in your circumstances? Do you believe that God is on the move? Yes. Some of you are sure, some of you are not too sure. I'm definitely sure God is on the move. There's no doubt about it. A few things have just happened. God is on the move. I was down in London 2 weeks ago at the London Project. I don't know if I told you about this, but church leaders getting together, 450 church leaders from every nationality you can think about, coming together to pray together, to move together across London. Unity is coming in that place, in that project. God is going to do amazing things because he's already bringing people together, yeah? We need to come together. The church needs to come together. We can't just have labels. and we do our thing. And these people have left their labels behind, whether it's a nationality label or a church label or a culture label, and said, no, we want to do something together. We want to get on God's agenda. Same sort of things happening with CWM, the big push. You've heard talk about Sue Sinclair and what's happening here in the Northwest. You've probably heard of Rachel Hickson, and she gave a prophecy about the Northern Powerhouse. We've had it from the government, and it's not there. But we've heard it from God's lips, and it's going to be there. Yeah? It's of Manchester and Liverpool and the Northern region coming together. Together. And we've got to do that. We've got to lay down these barriers and come together and see the power of God move. Yeah? Oh, Lord, bring it on. The big push. We need a big push to move it forward and see God do amazing things. And I've seen God do amazing things. I've probably bored you to death with what I've seen God do. But God wants to do it. Sue Sinclair was the other week was talking about a prophecy, and they said, oh, we're expecting 300. I said, put a note on the end. Make it 3,000. Do you know, I saw that new stadium they built in Manchester, the Co-op Arena. 23,000 it seats. Why can't we fill that? Why not? Oh, Lord, you can do it. You've done it once, you can do it again. I was speaking to somebody about Billy Graham in 1984. We filled Anfield. Yeah. Let's fill it and have singing there and just see what God can do. I've gone off script now, but never, don't worry about that. Keep off script, yeah. But God is doing it. God's kingdom is coming. His will be done through you and me. Because God's kingdom is within you, you can be expectant. I can be expectant of what God is going to be doing. Despite what we see, despite what appears to be happening, God is on the move. God is going to do something. We are his kingdom people. We rule and we reign. We're his sons and daughters. Yeah? If your son asks bread, will he give him a stone? No. We're asking you, Lord, to come in your power. We're asking you, Lord, to come in your fullness. And is he going to come? Yes. He says, ask, ask, and ask again. We know the man went knocking at midnight. Come on, give me, give me, give me, give me. And what did God do? He gave him. But we've got to ask. We've got to keep persistent. We've got to keep praying. Prayer is so vital. We've got to pray this anchor hold prayer that's just started in Ormskirk. It's just an amazing opportunity to come together and just see what God wants to do. As a few people meet, we've heard about the Hebridean revival with three ladies. And God could do it again. He wants to do it again. And I just think, what can God do with 450 people praying in London? What can he do? If he did it with three, he can do it with all of us. He wants to do it. God's kingdom is coming. Be bold, be strong. Why? For the Lord your God is with you. Let's read this one in Mark 16. These signs shall follow those that believe. In my name, they shall. Notice how many times shall is in this passage of scripture. These signs shall definitely follow those that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they possibly might see some change. No, they will recover. They will recover. Positive. Definite. Expectation. After the Lord had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat down at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out preaching everywhere, and the Lord worked with them, confirming his word with signs following. The signs that accompanied it. I'm not saying we should just suddenly go into a pet shop and pick up a snake and do something stupid like that. You know, there are some people who do those silly sort of things, but that's like a stupid thing to do. It doesn't mean that. What it means is if you're living your life and you're just following me, then things like that are not going to harm you. If you happen to step on one by mistake, and there's lots of stories and testimonies about that you can read if you want to, about how God's protected people. But it's using that relationship that we have with Jesus, that belief that we have that he is within us, that these things shall follow those that believe. And as we Let alone us move in obedience to God and his word. What's he going to do? He's going to confirm it. He's going to say, this is me. This is my hand. This isn't your hand, Dave. This isn't the hand of OCF. This isn't the hand of some other church organization. That's my hand that's been upon that. Because nothing else could have done it. Nothing else could have changed it. Nothing else could have provided it. Nothing else could have built it. Nothing else could have turned that situation round. Only the hand of God could have done it. And you've got situations here this morning which only the hand of God can turn round. I've got situations which only the hand of God can turn round. Yeah? And do you believe the hand of God wants to turn them round? Yes, I believe he does. Have we got the expectation that God will turn them round? Yes. Those who went to the filling station on Thursday saw there a guy that would just be written him off. You'd write him off. Yeah, but what did God do? He broke in. Turned it round. Oh, thank you, Lord, you can do it. And as we move forward, God's going to confirm his word with signs following. He's going to do it. Let that unbelief go, Lord. We want unbelief to go. Where the enemy says, well, you've prayed for long enough and nothing's happened. You're going to give up? No way are we going to give up. We've seen that breakthrough. We've seen some breakthroughs. We have. We've seen some amazing breakthroughs in people's lives. Just in recent weeks, in recent months, we've seen things. There's been things happening here locally. There's been things happening nationally where God has broken into situations. And he wants to do it again. He wants to do it in your life. He wants to do it in my life. And he's going to do it through his Holy Spirit empowering you and empowering me to go into all the world and preach the gospel and then see it with signs following. Expect to see signs following in your workplace. Expect to see signs following in your families. Expect to see signs following in the places you move and live. If you're living and moving in the Holy Spirit in your life, expect to see the hand of God move. Glory to God. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you that you're our God, Lord. And Lord, we don't grasp, we can't even imagine the power that you've vested within each one of us, Lord. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is within each one of us. Lord Jesus, help us to believe it. Help us to accept it. Help us to live in it, Lord. Help us to live in it, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, when we moan and we groan and we get fed up and we say, God, you're not in that. Where are you, God? I've asked you 10 times and nothing's happened. Where are you? We come against the lies of the enemy, Lord. We come against those words of doubt and we stand upon the promises of your word that if God is for us, who can be against us? God is for us. Who can be against us? Lord, we stand upon your word today. I stand upon your word today. I stand upon you, Lord, with these legs that are aching. But Lord, I stand upon your word of healing and wholeness and health and strength. And I pray health and strength, Lord, for people in this room here today. I believe, Lord, that you're a healing God. Yeah? I believe you're a providing God. You're a God of provision. Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's just stand and let's just, each one of us, whatever it is that's on your mind, whatever it is that's in your situation, whatever it is where you've said, God, you're not going to do it, or God, it's never going to happen, or God, you're not interested, or God, you could never do that. Whatever it is, it might be a dozen situations you're facing. It might be one that's really just come right into the center of your mind now. Might be an unsaved family member. I don't know. It might be a physical thing you're facing yourself. Whatever it is, we're just going to reach out and we're going to say, Lord, that we are believing you today. Yes. We are believing you today, Lord. We're not looking at the situation. We're looking at you. We're not looking at what we feel. We're looking at you. We're not believing, Lord, just in what we've seen in the past, because we ain't seen nothing yet. We're expecting people, Lord, because we're not satisfied with what we see now. We're not satisfied, Lord. We want more of you, Lord. We want more of you. And if that means we have to decrease then I just pray, Lord, just take me out. Decrease me, Lord, so that your kingdom can extend. If I'm in the way, Lord, then take me out. If I'm a blockage to your kingdom coming in, then take me out. Lord, just release your Holy Spirit, Lord, into each individual life here today. Release, Lord, the fulfillment of who you are. Release that empowerment of who you are into our minds, into our bodies, into our lives, into our situations. Release it, Lord. Release it, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fall upon us again, Lord. Fall upon us again and just challenge us, Lord, to our lifestyles. Challenge us, Lord, to our laziness. Challenge us, Lord, to our disobedience. Challenge us, Lord, to our arrogance in some ways, Lord, where we've actually questioned what you would do. Forgive us, Lord, that we would question what the Almighty God would do. Lord, we stand upon your word today. We stand upon the truth of who you are. We stand upon it, Lord, and we receive from you right now, Lord. We say, Lord, we receive from you. We receive from you, Lord. We take you, Lord, for everything, Lord, that's represented in this room today. Everything that's represented, Lord. And nothing is too difficult for you, Lord. Nothing is beyond you, Lord. Nothing.